Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
So I understand it all. Billie Eilish, the singer, wore a dress. She, Billie Eilish, the singer, actual woman, the things you have to explain these days, wore a dress. And there are people angry with her because she's changed and she's now a sellout for wearing something that's feminine. So she's not wearing the big baggy sweats like the hoodies and the long shorts and stuff. She put on a dress and now she's a bad person. Huh. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. She puts out there into the world, I spent the first 5 years of my career getting absolutely obliterated by you fools for being boyish and dressing how I did and constantly being told I'd be hotter if I acted like a woman. And now when I feel comfortable enough to wear anything remotely feminine or fitting, I change and am a sellout. What happened to OMG? It's not the same Billie Eilish. She's just like the rest. You guys are true idiots. I could be both, you blanking bozos. Let women exist. Well, Billy, letting women exist is just, that's just not going to do. That's just not going to be handled well. Have you seen the cover of Glamour magazine in the UK? Glamour magazine has a woman dressed as a man, who they say is a man, pregnant, and the cover reads, trans, pregnant, proud. And the quote is, I'm a pregnant trans man and I do exist. No matter what anyone says, I'm living proof. Yes, you are. You're living proof that women have babies and men do not. My gosh, what a controversial thought. You can try and sell us this all you want, Glamour, all you want, progressive heathens, but there are only four lights. Men are not women and women are not men. I'm a pregnant trans man. No, you're a woman. You are not a man. You will never be a man. You got to find a way to work within that reality. But this is what they want to show you. And this is what they want to show impressionable youth. This is what they want to show kids. There it is. They don't want Billie Eilish to say, you know what, today I'm wearing X, Y, and Z. A woman can say they're a man and be pregnant and say men can get pregnant, totally fine. A woman can't wear a dress, that's the end of civilization. You wonder why I drink bourbon. Holy crap! There it is, there's your 1-2. Let the progressives try and explain that. And while they're making fools of themselves, laugh out loud, look at your kids and say, you see how crazy this is? Let people live their lives. Let them be happy. But children can't make certain decisions. And in a world that says a woman can be a man, while then yelling at a woman for dressing, quote unquote, like a woman, you got to recognize that these people hate you and don't want you doing anything that they say you can't do. You can't do the everyday things. You have to somehow be bending. You have to somehow be breaking the constructs. Oh, dear Lord, you don't have to do any of that crap. By the way, you cannot break the construct of reality. Men are not women and women are not men. This is just too easy to understand. And the people of Glamour magazine and Glamour UK are a bunch of fools. Ignorant, lying, pathetic fools. Nothing more, nothing less. And they will be until you stop buying the magazine. Until you stop, they will keep going. That's just reality as well. The popcorn moment, let's do the thing. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. Let me go back to this. I was going to go back to the Trump town hall, but can I share with you how this debt ceiling deal is being discussed? The Senate voted for it last night. It will go to Biden's desk today. It will get signed. Joe Biden is doing a 7 p.m. I'll call it a press conference, making a statement about it, probably with a signing. You had Republicans and Democrats vote for this thing. I want you to hear the spin. This is Senator Chuck Schumer.
Overwhelming majority of Senate Democrats voted for the bill. A majority of Republicans voted against it. And it's not just how Democrats carry the bill to the finish line, but why. Why'd we get more votes? We got more votes because the bill beat back the worst of the Republican agenda.
It's not Americans coming together. It's not compromise. Everything about Chuck Schumer, everything about Hakeem Jeffries, who leads the Democrats in the House of Representatives, is how do I abuse my enemy? Not look at this, we came together, now maybe we can come together on something else. No. No, it has nothing to do with compromise. Even though you look at the legislation and there are places clearly where Democrats caved numerous times. The $30 billion of COVID money is going back. The regulatory levels of reform. The increase of defense spending, the caps in non-discretionary spending. I'm sorry, the caps in discretionary spending. Sorry. They're not enough, and I still would have been a no vote. But you can't deny, and we haven't here, that there are some things in here that are pluses. The big one is, of course, that you didn't put a dollar amount on the debt limit. You just said 2 years. You left that open-ended. That's really problematic. Because while you have these spending caps, these other things, you got to believe that they'll be held to. And that is hard for us to do, considering the history of Congress. But listen to Chuck Schumer decide that compromise is the bad word.
This exercise was basically, this was an exercise in where the American people were at, and they're much closer to where we are than where they are. Of course, nobody got everything they wanted. There was give on both sides, but this agreement was a very good outcome. Because it accomplished three extremely important goals. First and foremost, we prevented a catastrophic default that would have decimated our economy, raised costs, and inflicted immense unnecessary pain on tens and tens of millions of American families. Second, the bill preserves the lion's share of the historic investments we've made to grow our economy, fix our infrastructure, make the U.S. more competitive on the world stage, which the Republican caucus in the House seemed intent on tearing down. They didn't get to do that. And third, and very importantly, we did a very good job of taking the worst parts of the Republican plan that would have hurt so many families, and we took those worst parts off the table.
Even when he tries to say, look at what we did, nope. There is no look to that. This is where your leadership's at. And this was a missed opportunity from Schumer, except I think you know as well as I do that it wasn't a question of missed opportunity. This is the only way they know how to talk now. This is not about unity. This is about destroying the political enemy. And I think that the only option Republicans have is to fight back in the same way.